All right, get ready, because we're about to jump into a case that really highlights the tension between free speech and privacy.
Oh, this is a good one.
It is. We're looking at Raymond v. United Senior Association, a case from 2005. And we've got some court documents and guidelines to help us unpack it all. This case really centers around a same-sex couple whose wedding photo ended up in a political ad, and they never agreed to it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that this case is from 2005, but it still feels so relevant today, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, it really shows how the law is always trying to keep up with our changing world, especially when it comes to things like privacy and how we think about freedom of expression in the digital age.
It definitely does.
Yeah.
So the couple, Steve Hansen and Richard Raymond, they got married in Oregon back in 2004.
Okay.
And a newspaper photographer took a picture of them kissing on their wedding day, which is, you know, a pretty standard wedding photo.
Yeah.
But then this photo ended up being used by a group called USA Next, and they were running a campaign targeting AARP.
And this wasn't just any campaign, right?
Oh.
Like, they, USA Next, they used the couple's photo in a very calculated way to really send a strong message.
Oh, yeah.
They put this green check mark over the image of Hansen and Raymond kissing, and then right next to it, a red X over an image of an American soldier, and the caption, "The real AARP agenda."
It's pretty obvious what they were going for with that imagery. They were basically saying that AARP was choosing to support same-sex marriage over, you know, supporting the military.
Exactly. And I mean, of course, Hansen and Raymond never gave permission for their photo to be used like this. And they definitely weren't endorsing USA Next's message.
Right.
They felt like their privacy had been totally violated.
Understandably so.
And that the ad was completely twisting their views to fit this, you know, political agenda.
So they decided to fight back. And in 2005, they filed a lawsuit against USA Next.
Wow.
They claimed libel, false light invasion of privacy, misappropriation of their image, and even intentional infliction of emotional distress. Like, they really threw the book at them.
Yeah, I mean, put yourself in their shoes for a second. Imagine seeing your wedding photo used like that in a context that you completely disagree with. It must have been incredibly upsetting for them.
You know, at its core, this case really comes down to this one question.
Yeah.
How far can free speech actually go, especially when it clashes with someone's right to privacy?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? On one hand, you've got USA Next saying, hey, we have a First Amendment right to engage in political speech.
Right.
And on the other hand, you have Hansen and Raymond saying, hold on, our personal privacy was violated. Our picture was exploited for a political agenda that we want nothing to do with.
It's like this classic legal tug of war. And the court had to figure out how to balance these competing interests. And then on top of that, they had to decide if this ad was considered political speech or commercial speech, because those two categories have very different levels of protection under the First Amendment.
Oh, that's a huge distinction right there.
It is.
Commercial speech, which is basically advertising, has less protection than non-commercial speech, like political speech.
Right.
So figuring out which category this ad fell into was a really big deal for the outcome of the case.
Yeah, because if the court decided it was commercial speech, Hansen and Raymond might have had a stronger case.
Right.
But ultimately, the court sided with USA Next.
Mm.
They concluded that the ad was political speech.
Interesting. So how did they justify that?
Well, the court's reasoning was that the ad addressed matters of public concern, specifically same-sex marriage and military policy, and that it was directly related to USA Next's stated policy positions.
Mm.
So, even though the court acknowledged that the ad was provocative and might be seen as distasteful by some, they emphasized that political speech has very strong protections under the First Amendment.
I see.
So, they basically said that, you know, even if using the photo was upsetting, USA Next still had the right to express their political views, even if it meant using someone's picture in a way they didn't like.
And I'm assuming the court didn't just stop there.
They didn't.
They must have looked very closely at the ad to make sure it actually didn't defame Hansen and Raymond or make any false claims about them personally.
Exactly. And what they found was that the ad, while critical of AARP, didn't actually say anything false or defamatory about the couple themselves.
Okay.
They were really focused on what they saw as AARP's agenda, not on attacking Hansen and Raymond as individuals.
Gotcha.
So the court's decision basically boiled down to this. USA Next had the right to express their political views, even if they were controversial.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they used someone else's image to do it. And as long as they didn't make any false statements about the couple, they were protected by the First Amendment.
It's definitely a complex decision, and it really shows how courts have to wrestle with these really tough questions of free speech versus privacy.
It does.
And it also shows how the law is always trying to adapt to these new situations and new technologies that keep popping up.
Absolutely. So it seems like the court really put USA Next's right to political speech first, even if it meant using someone's image in a way they didn't like. But doesn't this bring up some ethical questions? I mean, even if it's legal, is it really the right thing to do?
That's a really important point. The court's decision doesn't just make those ethical questions disappear. In fact, it kind of makes them even more important to talk about. You know, the law might give us some guidelines, but it doesn't always address the moral side of these situations.
And this case is from 2005. But it feels even more relevant now with social media and how fast information and images can spread online. Like, what happened to Hansen and Raymond could happen to anyone now, but on a much larger scale.
Oh, absolutely. Back then, it was about a printed political ad. But now, imagine that same picture going viral on social media. The potential for it to reach people and have an impact would be huge. This case definitely reminds us that we need to be thinking about these issues in today's digital world.
So what can we learn from Raymond v. USA? Next, especially in today's world of online content and political advertising. What are the key takeaways for people who might be worried about their own privacy and how their pictures are being used?
Well, one big takeaway is just how powerful images can be. A single photograph can be incredibly powerful. It can tell a whole story, make people feel strong emotions, and even be used to sway people's opinions. And in a world where we're constantly bombarded with visual stuff, that power is even more important.
It's like visual rhetoric. Images can be just as persuasive as words, if not more so.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to be careful about how images are used, especially when it's someone else's picture. Using someone's photo without their permission, especially in a controversial situation, can have serious consequences, even if it's technically legal.
Another takeaway is understanding that balance between free speech and personal privacy. It's like this constant struggle to find the right balance, and this case is a perfect example of that.
Yeah, it's not about trying to censor political speech or shut down debate. It's about recognizing that people have a right to control how their image is used, especially in situations that could be sensitive or controversial. And in today's digital world, where pictures can spread so quickly and be taken out of context, that right to control becomes even more important.
The court in this case really made a point of saying that the ad was non-commercial, which gave it more protection under the First Amendment.
But what if USA Next had been selling stuff alongside that ad? You know, like t-shirts or hats with that same image of the couple on them. Would that have changed things?
That's a great question. It goes right to the heart of the difference between commercial and non-commercial speech. Remember, commercial speech is basically advertising something you're selling,
mm-hmm.
while non-commercial speech is more about expressing ideas or opinions.
So if USA Next had been making money directly from using the couple's image, would that have shifted things in favor of Hansen and Raymond's privacy rights? It could have, yes. If USA Next had been profiting off that picture, the court might have seen it as exploiting the couple to make money. And that could have weakened their First Amendment defense and made protecting the couple's privacy more important.
It sounds like adding a commercial element can really change things legally when it comes to free speech.
Oh, absolutely. When you start mixing speech with making money, it raises all these red flags about exploitation, and that can definitely impact how the law looks at the situation. The First Amendment provides a lot of protection for political speech, but that protection can get weaker when commercial interests get involved.
This case also makes me think about how important context is. The court's decision was influenced by the fact that the ad was dealing with issues that were important to the public. But what if they had used that same image in a different context, like a gossip magazine or a website that's known for spreading false information? Would that have changed how the court looked at it?
Context is definitely crucial. The same image can have totally different meanings depending on where and how it's used. The court in Raymond v. USA Next really focused on the fact that the ad was part of a political campaign, and they put a lot of weight on that.
So if they use the image in a less serious situation or on a platform that's known for spreading misinformation, maybe the court wouldn't have sided with USA Next so quickly.
It's definitely possible. The court might have been more worried about the potential for harm if the image was used in a context where it could hurt the couple's reputation or be used to spread lies.
The court also dismissed Hansen and Raymond's claim of emotional distress, saying that the ad didn't meet the outrageous conduct standard under Oregon law. What does that even mean?
Well, the outrageous conduct standard is a really high bar to clear. It requires conduct that is so extreme and shocking that it goes beyond all bounds of decency. It's basically considered completely intolerable in a civilized society. It has to be truly awful and shocking to the conscience.
So it's not enough to just be offended or upset. It has to be something really extreme.
Right. The court in this case said that while the ad was provocative and in bad taste, it didn't reach that level of outrageousness needed for an emotional distress claim.
But I can only imagine how upsetting it must have been for the couple to see their picture used in such a public and controversial way, even if it didn't meet that legal standard.
Absolutely. The law doesn't always perfectly reflect how complicated human emotions and experiences are. Just because their claim was dismissed doesn't mean their feelings weren't valid.
This case also shows how important it is to understand the specific legal parts of each type of claim. For example, to win a defamation claim, the plaintiffs had to prove that the ad had a false statement about them that hurt their reputation.
And in this case, the court found that the ad didn't actually say anything false about Hansen and Raymond. It was criticizing AARP, not them personally.
So even though their picture was used in a way they didn't like, that wasn't enough to win a defamation claim. It seems like the law can be very specific, and sometimes those specifics don't really line up with how people actually feel about a situation.
That's true. The law often has to draw these very fine lines, and sometimes those lines don't perfectly capture the nuances of real-life situations and how they affect people.
Raymond v. USA. Next is full of these thought-provoking questions and ethical dilemmas. It makes you really think about the power of images and how complicated free speech is in the digital age. What do you think is the most important takeaway for our listeners, especially those in the legal field?
I think the biggest takeaway for lawyers and law students is that this case shows how privacy and free speech are changing in a digital world. It makes us think about how the law needs to adapt to new technologies and the ways that information, especially images, are being shared and used today.
It reminds us that what might have been okay in 2005 when this case happened might not be seen the same way today.
Exactly. The law isn't stuck in time. It's constantly changing to keep up with societal norms and how technology is advancing.
And for lawyers specifically, I think this case really shows how important it is to understand what your client wants to achieve and what they expect. You know, Hansen and Raymond were obviously really upset about their picture being used, but their legal arguments had to fit within the existing laws, right?
Absolutely. That's a great point. As lawyers, we have to take our clients' concerns and experiences and turn them into solid legal arguments, even when the law might not perfectly reflect how they feel.
It also reminds us that the law isn't always clear-cut. There are a lot of gray areas, and this case is a perfect example. It's where those two fundamental rights, free speech and privacy, kind of collide.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what makes cases like this so important. They make us think about these complicated issues and try to find a balance between competing interests. And they also show how the law is always changing to deal with new challenges and how society is evolving.
You know, this case really highlights how individuals can feel powerless when their image is used in a way they don't like, especially by big organizations with a lot of resources and influence.
That's a really important point. There's definitely a power dynamic at play here. Hansen and Raymond were just a couple celebrating their wedding, and suddenly their image is being used in a national political debate without their consent. It raises questions about who has the right to control our images and how those images can be used to push agendas we might not agree with.
It's a reminder that free speech isn't unlimited. It comes with responsibilities, and we need to be aware of how our words and actions, including how we use images, can impact others.
Absolutely. And in this digital age where information travels so quickly and can be easily twisted, that responsibility becomes even more important. We need to be thinking about the ethical side of how we use images and how those images can be used to create narratives and influence public opinion.
It seems like this case is also a call for better media literacy and critical thinking skills. We need to be able to analyze the information we're taking in, including images, and spot any biases or hidden agendas that might be there.
That's so important. We're constantly bombarded with information, and it's not always easy to figure out what's true and what's not. Developing those critical thinking skills is crucial for navigating today's media landscape.
So, as we wrap up our deep dive into Raymond v. USA, next, what are some final thoughts you'd like to leave our listeners with, especially those in the legal profession?
I think the most important takeaway is that this case is more than just a fight over a photograph. It reflects bigger societal tensions around privacy, free speech, and the influence of images in our digital world. It's a case that's still relevant today and makes us ask some tough questions about how we balance individual rights with the free flow of information.
It's a reminder that the law is always trying to catch up with technology and how society is changing. And cases like this force us to think critically about how we can use the law to protect people while also upholding those fundamental freedoms.
And for lawyers in particular, this case shows how important it is to stay up to date on these changing legal areas and to be ready to advocate for our clients in a world where the lines between public and private and commercial and non-commercial speech are becoming less clear.
Well said. It's a case that will probably be studied and debated for years to come, and the things we can learn from it are still important as we try to understand the complicated relationship between free speech, privacy, and the power of images in a world that's always changing. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring.